In a world where sci-fi meets reality.
Mommy, I don't want to go to the orphanage. They make you eat bologna there, and I only eat kale.
He was always a little different.
Mommy, bologna's not gluten-free, Mama.
From the writers of My 600-Pound Life.
Mommy, I've been in the orphanage for 3 years now, and I've been eating bologna for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'm a balloon now.
He was born with a third nipple.
Mommy, I just want to breastfeed the chickens because I have so many extra nipples.
From the producers of Fast and the Furious 17.
I've eaten so much bologna, I've turned into a ravenous beast.
Academy Award winner, Ariella Jones, Nipple Boy.
Back to another episode of Two Guys On Set Podcast with your host Gary
and Jaime.
How's it going, Gary?
Happy New Year 2019. Doing it big, back with episode numero 20.
19.
Gotcha. Yeah,
this is our 20th episode.
Yeah. This is like an anniversary of the new year and the 20th episode.
Our anniversary of the
yeah.
new year.
Yeah.
All right.
Congratulations on the planet having a new year.
Damn.
It's a big thing. Bigly.
What are you looking forward to the most this year? You just got engaged.
I did.
Are you going to get married this year?
No, next year probably.
Oh, okay.
2020.
You going to wait a while?
Yeah, we got a lot of planning to do.
Yeah, gotcha.
And a lot of money to save.
No, yeah. Because
weddings are...
expensive.
Very expensive.
In a world.
In a world where it's the most expensive party you'll ever throw.
Yeah, exactly.
It is God, where's the champagne?
It is expensive, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I spent a lot of
Very
money.
Very expensive.
That shit. It took us 2 years. We got engaged and we waited 2 years.
Smart. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of where we're at. Year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah.
We want to start looking for a place now so we can start making
together?
Payments. Oh, I mean like a place to...
Buy?
No, like a venue. Hall. A venue, like a wedding venue.
Gotcha,
I just said a when you.
Gotcha.
So we can start making payments. We don't have to just come up with the money out of nowhere.
Yeah, dude.
So there's always that.
Yeah.
Need to
do more event jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. Need more Rivian jobs.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, we got E3, hopefully.
Yeah. That's coming soon.
Yeah. You got any jobs lined up?
No. Well, there's talks. There's always talks.
Yeah.
But stuff, you know, they goes away. And
yeah. I have a potential job. For
Me
next
too.
Week.
I have potentials
but we'll
too.
Yeah. We'll see what happens
see.
With these
we'll
jobs.
See if they come knocking.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of talking. They better come knocking. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly. Hey. You's available next week?
Yeah. Hey. You's available? Never mind. We don't
never
need you's.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and hold.
Yeah. Hold.
And then you call them back. What's going on? Oh, it went away.
Yeah. Boston. Go ahead and soft hold for now. Make
soft
it
hold.
Very soft.
Soft
like,
hold?
Like cream cheese soft. Not like Jolly Rancher hard,
like,
but like cream cheese
like
soft.
Stomach flu soft?
Yeah. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, this is Two Guys On Set Podcast.
Hey.
We're a weekly podcast where we talk about behind the scenes stories from working in film and television and commercials, events.
We got a lot of experience.
Yeah, lots of experience. You know what I mean?
How long you been working in the industry?
Oh,
15 years?
2006.
Oh.
So 12 years.
Oh.
Crazy.
I got like 14, 15 years myself.
Shoot.
I've been in for about 14, 15 years myself.
Like a life sentence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you in for? Huh? Well,
I'm in here.
Work. They got me. I had a 15 year sentence. Hopefully, if I get out with good behavior.
Serving. I've been serving.
I've been serving my time.
Been serving hard time.
Slaving away at 80 hours a week. watching things get made.
Some commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Did you say you have work?
I have a job, a potential job coming up next week. I'm on hold. Potential. We'll see what happens after, you know, well, it's already after New Year, but like coming up.
We'll see if
they change things or not, you know?
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always that break in between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a good week, 2 weeks off.
Right.
It sucks. But it's nice.
It's nice and it sucks.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting paid, but you're having the time off.
Yeah, and you're relaxing after working so many hours a week, every week.
Yeah. You need that rest.
Yeah. Plus, you don't ever have to worry about, oh, I have to work on Christmas. Sorry, kids. I gotta be on set during Christmas.
We're shooting a new mayonnaise commercial.
Yeah. It's a new type of mayo. And you never have to work on New Year's unless you're working the New Year's Eve ball drop.
Yep.
Then you're a sucker.
And then you're like,
it's out there in 12 degree weather.
Are you working that, dude? It's cold.
No. I grew up in New York and I would never go to the ball drop in Manhattan.
Really?
Never. You got to get there at like 5 o'clock in the morning and it's like 10 degrees the whole day. And you're there from like 5 a.m. till after midnight.
That would suck.
And if you, so it's all like, from what I understand, it's all bike racked in. So if you need to use the bathroom, it's like porta potties, but you have to walk through the crowds just to get to them. And it's just, why?
Big ass crowd.
Yeah. I mean, people, you know, it's the experience, I guess, but it's not an experience I really care to go through.
You've never done it?
Never. Even when I lived there, never wanted to go near the city during New Year's.
I ain't going over there.
Nah.
I'll watch it on TV.
I'll watch it on TV, eating me a hoagie and drinking some beers.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah. What did you do for New Year's?
I just hung out with the family.
Yeah,
same. Spent some time with the kids.
Nice.
Playing with their toys.
Playing with their toys.
I think I buy them toys now so I can play with them.
Yeah. You're like, I got you this new Lego set, but I'm building it.
My son's real good at building Lego sets.
Oh, yeah?
My wife likes to help him. It's like a puzzle. You
know? Yeah. But Legos are fun.
I like playing more with this like Hot Wheels stuff.
Oh, the little tracks?
Yeah, I got him a real cool one. It's a little like car wash.
Oh, the car wash.
Yeah, so you use hot water and cold water, and the car is color change with the water temperature.
Oh, fancy.
It's pretty awesome, dude.
I used to love the car wash when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
You put it through the little spongy things and the little foam rollers. And
exactly. It has a foam roller.
Yeah. The car wash and then the parking garage, too.
Yeah.
Those are fun.
This one's pretty big. Freaking $80. Huge ass thing.
Yeah, Legos are expensive now too.
This is Hot Wheels.
Yeah. But both, I feel like, are Legos getting super expensive too.
He just got a train for like a train set Lego thing.
The Harry Potter one
from his from his Nana.
Oh,
and that thing is like $100, dude.
Yeah, I saw the I was in Target. And I saw the Star Wars like Millennium Falcon one's like $130.
Damn,
crazy. Wow. Quite the conundrum, if you ask me.
The Millennium Falcon.
I got more fever and more Jedi is the cure.
You should make real cars out of Legos. You have an accident.
Mind blown.
You just rebuild it.
Yeah. You're like, oh, shit. Let me just put this piece on top of this piece and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, good to go.
Yeah. Oh, that's genius.
Yeah. I should invent my own
company. Or just make cars out of die-cast aluminum.
Yeah. Just replace like the Hot Wheels.
Be like, oh, the Lego one's actually funnier. You can do an accident with somebody like, ow, your Lego piece hit me in the head.
Exactly.
Sorry, mister.
Someone leans on your car, parts break off.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Who needs a body shop? I'll just put my pieces back together here. I'll be on my way.
What are we going to talk about this podcast?
So I have a topic that I feel is important, but we never talk about.
Go, shoot.
This is best sneakers to wear on set.
Oh, it's a good one, yeah?
Yeah, we stand all day long, very long hours, very long hours.
What are you wearing? Are the Pro Wings? What do you got?
The Pro Wings? What the heck? Those things make you flyer.
Some Payless shoes?
Oh, the Champion Payless shoes?
Champion?
You'll need foot surgery in about a week.
Some British Knights?
American Eagle sneakers?
Remember British Knights?
Yeah.
British Knights.
And Fila? Oh, Fila's making a comeback, though.
Puma.
Apparently, Fila's making Puma a bigly too. Comeback.
Bigly?
Yeah, people wear Fila t-shirts now. Oh, yeah. Losers.
Are you sure it says Fila? Not yeah. Filia?
Filia. What about LA Gears?
We LA Gear, back? Dude. I remember I had a pair of LA Gear, like, yeah. boots.
They had boots?
Like hiking style type boots.
Oh, you fancy.
It was all the rave back in my junior high days.
Wow.
They call them Housers. Housers. Because all the dudes that like house music used to wear them.
That's funny.
I think they were called house shoes or something like that.
I thought that was because Doogie Howser always wore them.
No. did you ever get to wear the karate shoes?
Karate shoes?
Yeah, dude. My elementary times.
What kind of
elementary school? Those little like slip-on like really shitty made like plastic on the bottom and like
Keds?
No, they were like the what the karate dudes wear.
I thought they just wear nothing.
They're just slippers.
Oh.
With plastic bottoms that would 80 degree weather would freaking burn your feet.
And then you have to go, oh.
And then they'd stick to the pavement.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, they used to call them karate shoes. Well, they still call them karate shoes. Huh. But it was a thing back in my elementary school days.
Back in the day?
Wow, he got karate shoes. He used to run and shit and slide in the hall because it was all plastic bottoms with no grip.
Would you be like, yeah, I got karate shoes. What's Bruce Lee's favorite drink? Water.
Oh, Gary.
Womp, womp, womp.
What are you wearing on set?
Food? Oh, so all right. So Hoka was the big thing for a long time.
Are those the ones that look like fucking boats?
Yes. Yes. Like a bottoms? Yacht. Like a yacht. Oh. So Hokas, they're... All right.
Isn't hookah the stuff that you smoke? What was that? Hookah.
Yeah, I got that hookah. You got want hookah. Some? My feet are smoking.
How do you spell that? H-O-K-A?
H-O-K-A. So hookahs are super comfortable, very comfortable, but turns out they don't last that long. I had them for a year. I would say 8 months in, they slowly started falling apart.
Really?
Bigly. Like,
wow.
Like the bottoms separating from the tops.
What?
Yeah, like it's like when a parent gives their kid away to orphanage, the bottoms separate from the tops. Adios.
See you later.
Yeah, see you later. Started getting holes in the tops, the bottoms. Really? And these shoes are like $150.
Really, that much?
Yeah, they're expensive.
So, those are the ones that look like the Skecher ones that look like they got they're kind of curved at the bottom. Was that the kind?
That's not Hoka, but that's...
Do you have a pair here?
Yeah.
I think you showed me one time.
Yeah. They look like speedboats.
Yeah, yeah.
Or yachts. Yeah, let's start with yachts.
Okay.
They're big. Big and fluffy. And now, fluffy.
You switched?
Yeah, now it's Adidas Pure Boost.
Hello.
All the way.
I use Adidas all the time, too.
Yeah, Pure Boost.
I was a big Nike guy.
Yeah, I was, too.
I was Nike this, Nike all that. And Jordans all the time, right?
Oh.
I even had a pair of Jordans that I wore to the snow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Surprisingly,
that's right.
Did pretty well.
Yeah.
But now I did a switch. Once I went Adidas, I was like, damn, these are comfy, dude.
You got a Pure Boost or Ultra Boost?
I got both.
Okay. I only got Pure Boost. And Alpha,
Ultra Boost I rarely wear because they're $200 a pair.
Yeah, they're expensive.
But they're great.
Totally worth it.
They're comfy.
The Pure Boost I got for like about 85, $90.
Yeah, yeah.
They're so you get them comfortable. At Macy's. Yeah, that's right.
I want to say the Pure Boosts are a little bit more comfortable than my Ultra Boost.
Oh, yeah, that's
I don't know why that is. I think it's because of the insole that they use. Maybe for weight, because I think the Ultra Boosts are supposed to be more for heavy-duty running.
Oh,
I think
got
They cut down the material for the weight, I guess. I don't know.
Got it.
But yeah, the Pure Boosts are way comfier.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the best way to describe it is like that soft, foamy stuff at the playground.
The cloud.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when you walk, it like pushes you back up. It bounces. Not memory foam. No, memory foam sucks.
Yeah.
I had a pair of those Skechers memory foam sneakers. Garbage. Like, it's great for the first 2 days, but after that, the because you're standing.
Because it creates a memory.
Yeah. It
stamps your foot in there.
It doesn't get Alzheimer's. It remembers.
It remembers.
And then it sucks.
You remember?
Yeah. Remember the 5th
of
November.
No, yeah, it's the Ultra Boost beads. I forgot what they call it.
Oh,
I don't know. Bounce beads.
Bounce beads. It's a bounce.
Yeah, those are comfy, dude. Step. I started buying Adidas, and like people noticed. Like for Christmas, I got like Adidas like jackets and like hats for my sister. And
that's
like,
funny.
It's like he's been wearing a lot of Adidas. He likes it, so they started getting me stuff.
Wow.
I still have Nikes. I still wear them.
Yeah.
But because I do love the Nike the water resistant, the sweat resistant type of shirts.
Oh, okay.
And I can't wear Adidas with those.
The dry fit ones.
Like the dry fit, like golf style shirts. I have a bunch of those.
Oh, okay.
So I have to wear my Nikes with them.
Oh, I see. You don't want to be like,
what's up with this guy?
Well, which one is it, buddy?
What do you like?
What is it?
What is it?
Adidas and Nike. Which one is it?
Huh? Pick a pair.
What do you got? Converse underwear? What is this? Oh, Converse is Nike. You got Reebok shorts? What are you doing?
Shorts.
Have you tried the Alpha Bounce?
The Alpha Bounce. I'm wearing Alpha Bounce right now. Oh. Hello.
Hello.
I got a pair of Alpha Bounce for $40.
Damn. Yeah. I just bought some Alpha Bounce and they were 70, I think.
Yeah, they're up there. No, yeah, I think it was just one of those deals where this color wasn't selling. Because I got some army green ones.
Oh, I actually like those, but I got black and white.
Yeah. So these were on sale for a certain percentage. And then there was a code, which I punched in and I got them for $40. Shipped.
Damn.
From Adidas. Straight from Adidas. So you got to watch them codes and those.
Yeah.
You got to follow that app. I told you that.
Sneaker steal.
Sneaker steal.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
You don't even need to spend $40 if you just steal them.
I just stole them.
Yeah, sneaker Alpha stolen.
Bounce, Alpha Bounce, Pure Boost. They're all great.
Which is better, Pure Boost or Alpha Bounce?
I like the Pure Boost.
Yeah.
Alpha Bounce is still very comfortable, but the Pure Boost have a, like the pad, like the insole is a lot more softer. Like it's great for standing long periods of time.
Pure Boost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Alpha Bounce are great.
Yeah. Yeah, my Alpha Bounce should be coming sometime today.
Oh.
I ordered them.
Congratulations.
On the Amazon. Thank you. I'm super excited.
Is that a Christmas present?
To myself?
You bought it for yourself?
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of Amazon gift cards. I'm like, what am I going to do with these? Aww. What am I going to do? Aww. So I was like, you know what? Let me treat myself and get me some sneaks.
At least you got some for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you get some good Christmas presents?
I did get some stuff. I got some Adidas swag.
Oh, yes. Swag.
Some gear.
Swag.
Adidas gear. Adidas gear. What I do need to get is a great, brand new, great jacket for a set.
Rain
style waterproof jacket.
Oh, Columbia.
Columbia might be Columbia. Either that or North Face. I have an older North Face that's great, but I think it's, well, the zippers are shit now. And
I actually have a jacket that has shitty zippers as well, and I'm going to take it to a dry cleaner today.
Why?
I'm going to get the zipper replaced.
Oh, really? They do that there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I bought this cool hoodie, zip-up hoodie.
Yeah.
But the zip-up doesn't work. First of all, it takes like an hour to
swish.
It takes an hour to zip it up. It's like, come on. It doesn't work. And then when you finally do get it zipped up, it
doesn't go down.
The bottom separates and it becomes zipped on the top. And then it becomes like a cholo shirt.
Nice.
Like zipped at the top, but not the bottom.
Banging in no hope.
Yeah, I'm like East LA over here with my with my hoodie, not trying to be.
You know they make hoodies like that on purpose. You can zip the bottom off.
Why would they do that? They,
Nike does that too.
What the hell is wrong with
that? They can zip up the bottom and open the bottom.
Wait, so the bottom's open, but the top zipped?
Yeah, yeah, you could do
Why would anybody want to
It comes
do
with
that?
Two zippers.
Are you supposed to be like a cape? Like a superhero?
I guess, I don't know. Maybe some type of sports you would need it, I don't know, for pole vaulting or something.
Pole vaulting.
I don't know what they would use it for. It gets in the
it
way.
It makes you
know.
More aerodynamic for running.
It's got to be like a sport where you sit down. Maybe it's one of those things where you're like, you sit, those bikes, you know those bikes?
Rowing.
Rowing.
Or wait, the
those,
bike?
Do you know those bikes where they sit down? They're almost like laying down and they like pedal with their
hands. Oh, yeah.
I think they pedal. No, they don't use their hands. They pedal.
No, they use their feet.
But they're
like,
just like laying down low.
Something gliding?
Something like that.
I don't know.
Maybe that's the sport.
Bike gliding, we'll call it. It shall be known as bike gliding from
bike
now on.
Gliding sweaters. There you
gliding
go.
Gliding sweaters. I think we're onto something here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important to have comfortable shoes. Like, we're standing for like 13 to, who knows, 20 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like.
Long time.
You sit down maybe for 5 minutes throughout the day.
True.
Unless you're a Teamster, then you're sleeping.
Probably during lunch.
Yeah.
If you get time.
If you get lucky enough. Yeah. And plus, on top of that, we're walking like insane amounts.
Walking.
Wow. We're walking a lot. You never realize it until.
You ever counted your steps?
Yeah, that
What's
was just
the most
say,
steps you've had on your? You have an Apple? Do you have an Apple Watch?
No, I don't have an Apple Watch, but I have
you
the
have a Peach
the,
Watch.
I have a
Raspberry.
I do like peaches. Maybe I should get a Peach Watch. probably just eat my watch all day long. Hey, guys, this what's is a highest, good watch.
What's the highest step count you've
been? So far that I've seen is, I think, 31,000?
Really?
I think is the highest.
The highest I've ever had was 47,000 on what?
E3. 47,000?
We did E3 at the, this one year we did it at the convention center.
Jesus.
So imagine we just had to walk all through that thing the whole day.
47,000.
I was like, what the fuck?
Damn. That's crazy.
That was a long day.
Yeah, I think 31,000 is my highest. And I think even at 31,000, that's like still like 10 miles.
Is it?
Something like that, yeah. Or more. I think it's around 10 miles or something.
Yeah, I walked a lot that day.
It's a lot of walking.
It's a lot of walking.
Hopefully you had boots and they were made for walking.
Oh.
Wow.
I was probably wearing my Jordans back then.
Oh, maybe.
Flat-ass Jordans. Ugh. Make my feet hurt. You know, at one point I had a spare pair of shoes in my trunk.
Oh, I do that. But for me, they're hiking boots in case we end up.
I used to take an extra pair just to swap out during lunch. So I have a different type of shoe that's not hurting.
Oh.
Just so that, you know, it's a different thing on your feet.
And it feels better?
Yeah, because, you know, it's a fresh, different pair of shoes and it's like not messing you up.
Okay. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, do it.
I only keep hiking boots in my car in case we end up.
In case you'd
somewhere
murder somebody in the woods?
Yeah, after work, and I need to dispose of the body in Griffith OJ. Park. Or, hey, I'm not wearing no gloves. Just saying, eh? The glove didn't fit. There's no quit.
What's that brand? Bruno Mali?
Bruno Mali?
The brand of shoes he was wearing. Or is that the glove?
I forget. I don't know.
I think they were the shoes he was wearing.
Huh, Bruno Mali. That sounds fancy.
Well, yeah, he's
rich. That sounds like drugs made by Bruno Mars. Hey, what's up, man? You got that Bruno Mali? Hey, I need to get some of that Bruno Mali, dog. Yeah.
Yeah, Bruno Mali shoes.
Bruno Mali shoes.
Bruno Mali shoes.
Is that Italian?
It's an Italian luxury brand.
Oh, I was right.
That specializes in shoes and leather goods for men and women.
Fancy.
Right?
And now, actually, OJ's out of jail now.
Oh, it's Bruno Magli.
Aha.
Mogli.
Mogli?
M-A-G-L-I.
Bruno Magli, brought to you by the makers of Bigly.
Bruno Magli. Oh, my goodness.
Ho.
Dude, a pair of shoes are like $300.
What the hell?
Damn, OJ.
$300?
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Murder shoes.
Murder shoes. Hey, if you're looking for a nice pair of shoes to murder somebody in, Bruno Magli, your choice.
Bruno Magli.
For the low price of $300.
$425 for black leather, Oxford style.
Those are fancy looking. Yeah. Actually, I mean, are they?
Where I come from, we call them church shoes.
Yeah.
Them church
shoes. I get my Bruno Magli's a Payless. They're called Bruno Mali's.
Bruno Mali's.
Bruno Mali's. That's craziness. Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Crazy. See anything cool? Any good movies? TV shows?
TV shows.
TV shows. Everything's still on hiatus, right?
Yeah. I need to watch Narcos. I need to watch
Mayans. You should watch Mayans.
I need to watch Mayans. I need to watch. I'm still watching Ray Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
I've only seen the first two episodes. So I'm working on that. Then I finished Daredevil already, which is sad because it was a great season and it's gone forever now. Thanks, Disney.
Forever, ever.
Forever, forever, ever. What about you?
I'm still on the same.
Yeah.
What have I been watching? Just movies. I've been watching movies lately. Nothing good.
Yeah. Cool story.
What's that one with Kevin Hart? School, Back to School?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. I saw that. I was like, eh.
Back to School, right?
I turned it off after.
Not good?
Nah.
Oh, Cynthia said it was funny, but I haven't watched it. I'm going to have to check it out.
I put it on. You know, I didn't watch the whole thing.
Oh. What did I watch recently?
I saw Predator.
The new one?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was okay.
I worked on the promo for it.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
A promo for Predator?
Yeah, it was like a branded promo that we did. It was pretty cool. We had some stunts. The Predator pulled somebody through a wall. Huh? Predator cereal?
Part of your complete breakfast.
Get all your nooks and crannies with Predator cereal.
Predator cereal.
It comes with slimy marshmallows and a Rice Krispie topping.
Slimy marshmallows. New from General Mills.
Instead of milk, we use Martian juice. Fortified to give you the most calcium per bite. Yeah, it was a cool little promo.
Yeah.
Lots of blood.
Is that the one where you messed up your shoes?
Yep, sure did. Sure did. My white bottoms on my shoes became red.
Wow.
They became black and red shoes.
Wow.
Yeah.
You still wear them?
Nope.
Nope.
They're retired. I had to put them down.
They done.
Yeah, they Dunzo. Had too much alien juice on them. I was like, hey, no more. No more.
You should put them on eBay saying I worked on set on, on Predator.
That's a good idea. I could say the Predator wore them.
Yeah.
Even though he doesn't wear shoes. No,
Predator like killed one of the guys that wore these.
Yeah.
On set.
The Predator sliced somebody and their blood got on these sneakers.
Slice.
Brought to you from Mars. Predator shoes.
Put them on eBay.
Yeah.
People buying freaking toast with Jesus face on it. Might as well.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Might as well sell your own thing.
Did you ever hear about the PlayStation scam a long time ago?
What was it?
Somebody posted a box of like the new PlayStation. I think at the time it was like this is a long time ago, like PS2. And somebody bought it for like $600. When they got it,
was it rocks in there?
It was just an empty box.
Oh.
And the person argued, they're like, hey, I just posted the box.
Yeah.
I didn't post a picture of the PlayStation.
Did it say in the description though?
I don't know brand what the outcome was, but
and
I know.
And then they write box all small.
Yeah, yeah. Box.
Comes with zero accessories.
Doesn't come with a power cord.
You probably
or
just said as is.
Yeah, as is.
That's how you get away with it. Just
a fucking box.
Just if you put the pictures and then of the box and just say as is.
Yeah.
And just sell it.
Yeah.
And get away with it.
You think I can still sell a pet rock?
Just say as is.
As is. Well, we might get sued by Pet Rock. Maybe I can call it
Predator Rock.
Predator Rock.
Mars Rock.
Mars. Moon Rock.
Moon Rock.
Moon Rock from in small description from North Hollywood Street.
Moon Rock.
Moon Rock replica.
Should I call my buddy Eric?
Yeah, sure. Let's get him in.
You think he'll answer?
Eric.
Who the hell works?
Yeah.
In between holidays.
Yeah. I
or
don't
after
know.
Holidays.
Yeah.
He's like the only one I know that worked or is working right now.
That's crazy.
Give me a job, bro.
Nobody has time to work.
Hey, what are you doing?
Hey.
I'm over here. They just took off and went up the hill, so we're stuck down here at base camp. Are you getting blown away where you are?
No, I don't do that stuff.
I figured we're close enough to you over here at Florida Ranch.
Is that where you're shooting?
Yeah, we're at the top of, maybe I shouldn't say it. Are you recording me?
Yeah, you're on live.
Live on Two Guys on Set.
Man. Hey, this is Eric Gala.
Some guy on set. Hey. Guys on set. Oh, now we got 32 guys on set.
Who are you working with? Anybody I know?
I'm with Kyle. Right
Fuck
now,
that guy. Kyle. Yeah, Caramaldi. How you doing? What's he doing? Is he shaving his hair?
Well, I don't know what you're wearing.
What hair?
What am I? I'm wearing. Tell him none of his business. Is he gonna work 4th Street?
Oh, hey,
none of your business.
Hey, guy.
Hey, Kyle, when are you going to come do the podcast?
What?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Do it.
You going to come? You can come with Eric.
Yeah, we'll come. Yeah, we'll come. Where do you record it?
In our, we have a multi-million dollar studio in Burbank, Norho.
No,
Hollywood.
No burp students.
We call it nor burr.
Donuts and some coffee.
Okay.
What is this, a police station?
What do you want? JPEGs? You got it. Gary doesn't know JPEGs.
JPEGs?
Yes.
I said them earlier.
It's code name for Dookie.
I went into
Oh, 10-2.
10-2.
10-2,000?
One man party's trailer over here. I left him a present.
What are you guys working on? Can you say?
Yeah. Should we say what we're on? What are we on?
What is that? Car? Just say what generically. Is it a car commercial?
Oh, yeah. It's a truck commercial. We're on top of a.
Okay.
Oh.
Windy ass mountain.
Yeah, actually, it looks pretty windy out here, too.
What did Kyle say?
I saw a dog with three legs.
That sounds like the beginning of a good joke.
Hey,
what do you call a dog with three legs, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, we're on a truck job up here. We're at the top of the hill making this thing look pretty, but it's trying to blow us off the top of the hill.
Oh, don't you hate it when you get blown off? Oh.
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 How long is that job?
Everything's getting blown today.
Oh, how you doing? How long is that job?
4 days. This is day one.
Oh,
Jesus,
wow.
Man. You guys are the only guys that I know that are working right now.
Yeah, nobody.
Nobody's working right
even
now.
Even Alfombo's not working.
Yeah.
Hop like a bunny.
I think my radio just said hop like a bunny.
Ah, hop like a bunny.
It's a great success. Hop like a bunny.
Wow.
Wow.
Crazy talk.
The Millennium Falcon.
Crazy.
Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Where's Joel at?
Who cares?
I got Joel over here.
Oh, Joel's in that job, too?
Yeah.
The Three Amigos.
Oh.
Yeah, he's probably got blown outside somewhere.
You guys, are you guys going to watch a little movie after?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
You guys all getting blown up there? All three of you?
Boy, right now we're not, but Joel is.
Oh. That's why the lift gate's closed up.
He's in the back of the truck. We're in the front of the truck.
Oh.
Oh, he likes the front, huh?
Yeah. The cab's moving around a lot, eh?
Are you sure it's the wind or is it you guys moving it? You
nah,
guys.
I know about getting blown. Is that Gary over there?
Hey,
yeah, Gary.
Kyle.
What's up, Gary?
What's up, Kyle? Hey, yeah. How you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Both things same time, you know what I mean?
Hey, hickory dickory dock, you know what I mean?
Hey, you get best, there's other stuff too, but it's not really PG, you know, so we can't say that, you know what I mean?
Hey.
All right, guys. We just thought we'd call you to say hi.
I just saw Alfie come out of the bathroom.
Oh. Alfie?
He's smiling.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Things went well.
Success. A lot of
you
things
know,
you can
Alfie,
do.
Right?
Yeah, of course. I just worked with him like last week on another car commercial.
He's a car commercial magnet, that guy.
That's funny.
I just saw him go inside Sam's trailer. He's trying to get a coffee and a freaking post lunch
JPEG.
JPEG? Oh, he's going to go do the thing?
Yeah, I got to wear my, what do you call it, shirt tomorrow for Sam? My Hey Buddy shirt.
Hey Buddy. Oh, you got Sam the craft service guy? Nice. All right, guys. We'll let you go.
All right, man. All
right.
Nice talking
Thanks
to you.
Good
we're
luck.
Gonna, we're gonna have you live one time.
Yeah.
Please do.
Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses.
Don't get blown. Yeah.
Bye.
Don't get blown
off
the mountain.
We'll come in as a group and we'll bring some funny pictures.
That'd be great.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Don't get blown too much, all right?
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Who's your call? Who's your damn call that interrupted it?
All right.
Sounds like a mouthful.
All right, guys. Thank you.
You got it, man. I'll talk to you soon, baby.
All right. Bye.
Wow.
That was great.
Yeah, that's crazy that they're...
They're shooting
working
out
right now.
That's
I mean,
crazy. In the wind.
Nobody does that.
You ever
until
had
next
a
week?
Speak of the wind. Ever shoot in like crazy wind where like,
oh my God,
the,
great topic.
The flags and all that
yes,
shit.
Yes, great.
I've
topic.
Had one of those. What do they call those things? A big when they put a big silk like a 10 by like a 20 by
a 12
silk
20 by or 12 by
like a light diffuser
yeah, silk.
Anyways, we had one of those up high, and the freaking wind took it.
Oh man,
like it snapped like the. The C stands, they were, or whatever was holding it.
The GoPro arm?
Something. It snapped and it
or
went.
Or the frame.
It flew away.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I worked on a feature out in the Mojave once. We might have talked about this once before, but first day,
They're like, let's set up pop-ups everywhere.
Oh, that's great. And I'm in like, the wind? Is it windy?
Yeah. And I'm like, first of all, it's the desert. And right, literally, right. It was like on a dry lake bed. So 360 degrees around you, just desert, nothing else.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know if that's a good idea. Like, it's super windy up here. And they're like, nah, we need pop-ups covering camera, sound, DIT, everyone. And I'm like, all right.
So you guys build a whole, like, pop-up village?
Yeah, dude.
Jeez.
We set up, like, five pop-ups, I think.
Yeah.
Within an hour.
You guys didn't put sandbags?
No, we had sandbags.
It didn't matter, right?
We had sandbags on each leg. Yeah, yeah. And then I took rope and tied sandbags to the middle pole.
Yeah.
Like rope around it and then around the sandbag. And the sandbag was on the ground. Didn't matter, nothing. And we were still holding. We had to hold on to them, too.
Holy crap.
Three pop-ups flew away.
Jeez.
We had to go chase after them. God. It was.
Did they get destroyed?
Yes. Yeah, jacked up, four out of the five broke.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I guess we're not going to do pop-ups anymore. I'm like, well, we kind of can't because they're all broken.
They're all broken now.
Yeah. So
whose idea was that? The AD?
Probably
the PM or the AD.
I don't remember. Either the
guys,
AD or
we're
the
gonna
producer.
Set up pop-ups over here for village. Like, dude, no, yeah, that's not a good idea. No, it'll be great. Just sandbag it.
Yeah. Man. It's gonna be fine. It's gonna be fine.
You got rope and ratchet straps. It's gonna be fine.
I worked with a PM one time that was super. He sounded just like that, like passive aggressive. He told me, hey, you're gonna go pick up a cube truck. I'm like, all right, cool. I get to Avon, and it's they rent me a 26-foot truck, and I'm like,
what's it, 5-ton?
Oh, air brakes? I think it was almost a 10-ton.
Did it have air brakes?
No, but I think it was like a 10-ton. And I told the guy, I'm like,
The one time you and Benny had a drive.
Oh, me and Shane.
Oh, Shane.
Yeah, the flatbed with the air brakes.
Yeah, you got that. We're like, how do you move this thing?
Yeah, so I called the guy and I'm like, hey, they said you rented us a 10-ton. And he goes,
10-ton?
I think it was a 26-footer. Is that 5-ton or 10?
No, that's 5-ton.
Maybe 5-ton. All right, 5-ton.
10-ton is like half a semi-truck.
That's true. Yeah, so I was just thinking, wait, aren't semis like 50 feet?
No, yeah, I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, no.
They're kind of like...
And he goes, yeah, it's going to be great. And I'm like, for who? I'm like, I could drive a cube truck, but this shit's fucking huge. And we were like,
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, and we were filming at like a storage unit place where the turns are
storage
super
wars?
Tight.
You sure you're storage work?
Auction Hunters. And the guy was like, he's like, yeah, it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. I'm like, I'm just like calling you to let you know I'm not comfortable driving this.
Yeah.
Like if you had given me the heads up, I would have told you no.
Right.
But you told me it was a cube truck. He's like, yeah, it's gonna be fine.
It's the same thing. Just a little longer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was okay, but
yeah.
I almost backed into some stuff. Like this thing is huge.
How is that? You're not really known for fucking up neighborhoods with vehicles. Oh, wait, Christmas tree lane.
Yeah. I just went by for a 19th time this season to check in on it.
You're just checking in?
Things are going well.
Oh, lights are up.
It's very Christmassy.
Good.
For now.
Until the next shoot rolls on.
Actually, it's funny. When we went, Cynthia was like, which tree was it that you fucked up? And I was like, well, there's a light bulb missing here. Maybe it was this branch.
You're trying to
do a little landscaping, a little tree trimming, if you will.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to help the property value in the neighborhood, you know, making things look a little cleaner. Tree trimming services.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else you got?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. That's pretty much it. You got anything else, Jaimito?
No, I think I'm going to make this one a short one.
Yeah, because we always say we're going to make it a short one, and we always make it like 6 hours long. So we're going to do you a favor and cut your eardrums some slack this week. But yeah, if you wanna support us...
write us a review on iTunes.
Yeah,
I want to see a review.
Yeah, give us a review. Subscribe on iTunes so you get notified when new episodes are
available.
Or
if you go to the Apple Store, just make sure you subscribe on all the like iPhones and iPads.
Yeah. Or at a Best Buy.
Yeah, you know, Best
subscribe
Buy.
Subscribe on every device
Fry's
you see.
Electronics.
Yeah.
Just go to all the Apple devices and subscribe.
And then when somebody happens to be at a Best Buy on a Friday, it'll pop up. There's a new episode of Two Guys on Set.
That's right.
Yeah. Also, if you're interested, you can Anchor has a new feature called Listener Support, where you can donate to our podcast or get 99 cents a month.
$1 million.
Yeah.
We need that support. I want to buy that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a Rodecaster Pro.
Yeah. We need a Rodecaster
Pro.
Yeah.
We need to upgrade our gear. So if you want to support us and help the show keep going, I think you can just go to anchor.fm/twoguysonset and you can hit the listener support
treble
thing. I'm a bopper.
Bass, knobs.
Need more bass, no treble.
Bass.
It's all about the bass. Yeah, you can also follow us on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Two Guys on Set.
What else?
Facebook,
YouTube, Twitter.
And Instagram.
Instagram. That's right.
Yep.
You can follow Gary's YouTube channel, Sticky?
Sticky Floor.
Sticky? How do you spell that?
S-H-T-I-C-K-Y.
Oh.
Floor.
Oh.
We have some new sketches coming out soon. Yeah. Stay tuned.
Gotta watch that. Check it out. And then we got some guests coming in soon.
Yep. We're gonna have some guests coming up, future episodes. What about your Instagram page?
I got a photography page, Jaime.g.photography. Shoot me a follow.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Follow him. Do it.
It's my little side business.
Yeah. Side hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let us know about our new intro music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like or do you not like?
Yes, leave us comments.
Tell us.
You can even email us if you want, twoguysonset@gmail.com.
You can call us.
You can tweet us. You can write note on Pigeon, send Pigeon to us.
Smoke signal, yeah?
Yeah, smoke signal. Like maybe you could say like Belp or something. All right,
Gary.
Catch you guys. This has been a good first week episode of the new year.
Episode.
Yeah.
And hopefully we do a bunch.
Yeah.
Bunch more.
We got some good stuff coming up this year.
Good stuff.
Believe it.
We got to get like ADs and
yeah,
maybe a producer.
Yeah.
Some craft service dude.
Teamster.
Medic.
Or something. A medic. We got to get Mike the medic.
Oh, Mike. Yeah, he'd be
Mikey
great.
Mike.
We'll see what happens. All right, guys. Yeah. This has been another episode of Two Guys on Set Podcast, and we'll check you guys out next time.
See you next week.